8:36 on Connect FM now, and it's your morning connection for a Friday. And we always like Fridays for multiple reasons. One of those very important reasons is we get to have the week in review for Tri-County Insider, our local news here on Connect FM. And it also means that we welcome Bronson Rasmussen. We allow Bronson to come into the studio to share some time with us and inform us. Hey, Bronson, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm here now, Dan. They actually turned on my mic and really...
and allowed you in.
Allowing me in here and having us review the news.
Yes, review the news. And it's we hope that this is interesting for our listeners, because not only do we take a look back at the past week and find out what were the top stories, you know, the big stories of the week, but we also take a look at the stories that our listeners most interacted with, either by making a comment online and on one of our social outlets, or on our website, or on Facebook, or just simply liking or disliking a story. That is interaction, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We're going to take a look back over the past week. What were the very top three stories, Bronson?
This one got pretty close, but the top one ended up going through a rollover accident on Tuesday afternoon. We ended up finding out that three Buffalo men ended up getting arrested afterwards because they were made an alleged traffic violation, police said. And when the trooper turned around to pull them over, he also said that they smelled a strong odor of marijuana from the vehicle. The three men in the vehicle allegedly fled at high speeds throughout the city of Dubois, ultimately crashing into the canopy at Life Community Church on West Weber Avenue, rolling over and flipping onto its side right at the intersection of West Weber and Chestnut. And we went over there. We saw as it was happening. We heard at first that three men ran from the vehicle, but on Tuesday, we just let everyone know to avoid the area. Something was going on. Police couldn't share anything with us. Come Wednesday, we did find out that was true. Three men ran from the vehicle. They caught one almost instantly, and then Police K-9 Ace came out and helped them catch the other two.
All right.
And then once they cleaned up the scene, they searched the car and found multiple bags of marijuana and methamphetamines. So all three men were put into the Clearfield County Jail, where they're facing drug possession and likely, it looked like, distribution charges.
Okay. And a great pat on the head and a milk bone to Ace for helping out. That was all. That was exciting to hear about how he was helpful in nabbing two of the suspects in that incident. Yeah, I guess kind of a no-brainer that that would be the top story of the week. Got a lot of attention.
Definitely. An accident that turns into...
A drug bust as well. Yeah, for certain. All right. So what was a close runner up to that?
Well, the one that almost beat it out was on Monday with Seven Brew officially opening their doors here in Dubois. It's a two-lane drive-through, if you haven't been there yet, right off of Dubois Avenue between the... I don't remember what the plaza's name is. The Dubois Avenue Plaza, I think it is.
Dubois Area Plaza.
Yeah. That and Perkins. So... they're right there, two-lane drive-through all year long.
Used to be the location of Long John Silver's.
That's true.
Yeah.
So two-lane drive-through, you go through. They'll take your order via iPad outside. You'll pull around to the window, and then they'll have your coffee right out for you. They don't have any dine-in. However, you could get out of your car and go to the side window and order if you wished. So that's something that sets them... differently than other coffee shops when we spoke with them. And really, they want to focus on getting you your drinks as soon as you order them. And it's more than just coffee that they have there. It's also shakes, teas, energy drinks, things like that.
Interesting.
20,000 combinations from what I've heard.
You going to try them all?
Well, we've had a couple here, and I think they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, we better start now if we're going to try all 20,000 varieties. But yeah, it's interesting. It's always great to welcome a new business to the Dubois area. And did a little bit of research on Seven Brew and saw that they are growing exponentially across the United States.
That they are. And even this area, one here in Dubois, from what I've heard from the community and from them there, as much as people disliked the idea of coffee shops moving to Dubois in the beginning, it really has grown in popularity since opening.
Sure. And being so close to the interstate as well, definitely. A lot of people coming off the interstate looking for something different and interesting beverage, and we'll have a lot of choices here in Dubois for that.
That we will.
Definitely. Another contender for top story of the week?
Another one was a law that came out in Pennsylvania starting, I believe it was Thursday, yes. There's a new law, part of the distracted driving law. So if you were to have your cell phone, if you see it on video, I'm holding up one. But if you were to have your cell phone while driving, a lot of the times it's like, yeah, if you're using your cell phone, of course you're going to get pulled over. But now it's any type of contact with a mobile device.
Right.
Whether you just like have it on a part of your body while you're driving, if you're actually like trying to use it, even if you're stopped at a red light and your car is still running and you use your cell phone, you can be found in violation of this law.
Yeah.
So for this first year that this new law is going to be in effect, it'll always just be a written warning if you got pulled over for this. But starting after June 5th on 2026, you'll be getting a $50 fine per chart. Per violation.
Okay. So heading into a crackdown on that, I guess it's that's been the law in other states for some time, and Pennsylvania now getting into that as well. All right. Moving along here on a Friday, this is Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. Bronson sharing with us, and he's been keeping his finger on the pulse of the stories that our listeners, you listeners, have been interacting with the most. So what do we have there, Bronson?
One came out this morning, but it's already quickly growing, has a lot of people just interacting with this one, and it's with Jeff Tech. From what we've understood, from what sources have told us, is that there was a student that unfortunately took their life 3 years ago, and they would have graduated this year. So in honor of this student, both students and friends and family have all gone to the principal and administration at Jeff Tech and asked for this student to be honored at graduation this year, since they were going to graduate anyways. And allegedly, the school said no, and they shut that down. Now, that's all we understood from what that side has told us. At this point, we have reached out to Jeff Tech, but we haven't heard anything back from them as of yet.
So still no word from Jeff Tech about their side of the story. But definitely gaining a lot of attention here quickly, that particular story is. Anything else as far as our most interacted with stories for this past week?
Sure, I can always give you stories,
I bet you could.
Another one was a scam that's in Pennsylvania once again, and it's trying to give false text messages to you that will claim that you have an unpaid traffic violation that needs to be paid through some website that they send you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does state that your vehicle may be suspended and you could have criminal charges placed against you if you don't pay this, very heavy quotes here, fine. But really, that's just false. It's a scam. Police always say to stay vigilant. They'll never ask you to go to a website and make a payment. They'll never even text you or call you about these types of things. It would always be through some sort of certified mail.
Yeah, most definitely a scam. I've received one of those. I just told them, I gave them your license information, Bronson, and told them to get a hold of you.
That's so sweet of you, Dan.
You're welcome. All right. We need to wrap things up. So this is my favorite part of Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. It really is, because we call it Bronson's Choice. We let Bronson off the leash, and he gets to pick his top story of the week. And he has multiple reasons for picking the stories that he does, and I'm fascinated to hear what it might be this week, Bronson.
Normally, I choose something for this that is very interesting to me or something that wasn't quite big, but this one this week was a message I think people should really hear that I noticed didn't get a lot of traction on its own. So it was with PennDOT enforcing a speed limitation on the North Fork bridges near Brookville. Mm-hmm. They're doing construction on both of those bridges. Lanes are shifted. They're a bit tighter. And that area already has a lot of curves. And sure, the normal 70-mile-per-hour speed limit is already very difficult for the area before construction. And all the time there are accidents there. Semis being rolled over, tipping over, lots of accidents just because of this construction. So through the pleas of people living in Brookville and surrounding areas, PennDOT has reduced the speed limit in that area to 60 miles per hour.
All right. Yeah, that was an interesting story, and you're right. It should have received a lot more attention than it did, but it's good that they made the move and have reduced the speed limit in that area while construction is going on and will continue to go on, I think, 4 years for that project?
I believe so. It's quite a few more years on that.
Yeah, it's a four-year project because there's total replacement of those bridges, which are very high structures. So, all right, that is the Tri-County Insider News, the week in review for this past week. Bronson, I'm not going to be here next Friday.
You won't. I don't know how we're going to do this.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'll leave it to you for next week's program.
And we'll get through it, even without Dan here.
All right. Thank you so much.